Là, il est 7h30, les sports en anglais. Kelly et Ben.
Good morning. Coming up in this newscast, the under-17 Lionesses have begun training in Bafoussam in build-up to their 2025 Women's Under-17 World Cup qualifiers against their Egyptian counterpart. The president of the Cameroon Judo Federation, Alain Christian Kinge, has been re-elected the technical director of the African Judo Union for the 2025-2028 Olympiad. And the Confederation of African Football has postponed the 2025 African Nations Championship, the SHAN, that was supposed to take place in February to August. Those were our major stories. Now the news in full. Two advanced day 8 matches of the Elite One Football Championship will be in action today. Stade Rennais will host second on the table, Gazelle FA of Garoua, from 3 p.m. at the Melon Municipal Stadium. If Gazelle wins, they will level their points with the league leaders, Colombe Sportive of Dja and Lobo. Meanwhile, at the Reunification Stadium in Douala, local side Union will host Coton Sport of Garoua from 3:30 p.m. Now on to one of our major stories. The under-17 Lionesses of Cameroon had their first training session in Bafoussam yesterday in build-up to the leg or return leg of their 2025 under-17 Women's World Cup qualifiers against their Egyptian counterpart. Coach Joseph Brian Doko and his players are going into Saturday's return leg with 5-0 win lead in the first leg. Our West Regional correspondent Isaac Ngonkum tells us more.
The under-17 Lionesses are ready to completely silence their Egyptian counterparts on their way to the 2025 FIFA Under-17 Women's World Cup, built for Morocco later this year. Their intentions are made clear from the moment they step down from the bus in Bafoussam ahead of Saturday's return leg fixture. Jessica Mbu is team captain and goalkeeper of the under-17 Lionesses.
In Egypt, we won, but it was not easy because we're not in front of our public. We're not supported enough. We did the job there, and we think now in front of our population, we're going to be more proud and grateful.
West region is a nice region. We promise you victory. We're going to win on Saturday, and we need that. You should come and support us.
The girls of head coach Joseph Brian Doko hold their first training session at the Bamenzi Stadium in Bafoussam this Tuesday.
It is a new game. They have to learn all style. The game Egypt play back, block back. So we have to try to play quickly to control the game, be patient. So you cut all noise, we'll be concentrated inside the field.
Several other training sessions will follow in the days ahead before the final clash on Saturday, January 18. At the Bafoussam Omnisports Stadium in Kwekong, where the girls would be hoping to do better than their 5-0 triumph in Cairo last Sunday in front of their home crowd. Isaac Ngonkum, CRTV News, Bafoussam.
From the west to the northwest, where officials from two Northwest Elite One clubs, PWD and Young Sport Academy, both based in Bamenda, have announced plans to move their home games back to Bamenda. The decision follows a directive from FECAFOOT, which called on clubs in the Elite Football League to identify and host matches at their designated home stadiums. For the past three seasons, both clubs have been playing their home fixtures in Buda, but now they intend to return to their roots in Bamenda. Clenis Ayumbom.
One football seasons, Young Sports Academy of Bamenda and PWD Social Football Club have been playing their home games away from home. The team manager of the Yellow Submarines attests it has had a negative impact on their recent output.
Tima Collins, manager of Young Sports Academy. Despite the uncertainties and the risk to go out of town and come back late on Sunday night, I think they will no more have this problem.
I am Aliwo Francis, the director of general affairs for PWT Bamenda. Last year, we actually insisted that we're not going to play out of home, but because we wanted to accompany the president of FECAFOOT in his vision to see professional football Cameroon played in a standard field. We had to succumb to that and move out at our own detriment.
The club officials also mentioned that with the possibility of playing in front of their home crowd, there is hope for better performance. At the moment, the Northwest Elite clubs are looking at the possibility of having their home games either at the Young Sports Arena in Maisik Nkwen, the yet-to-be-completed playground in Taafi Bamenda Nkwe, the Bamenda Municipal Stadium, or the University of Bamenda's playground in Bambili. Clenis Ayombom Abengo, CRTV News, Bamenda.
Former Indomitable Lions head coach Rigo Berson is a new head coach of the Wild Beast of the Central African Republic. The 48-year-old replaces Swiss coach Raoul Savoy, who was fired in October due to Central African Republic's poor, or due to the Central African Republic's poor 2025 African qualifiers campaign. Song, whose contract was made public yesterday or on Monday, has a first task to qualify the team to the first ever World Cup in the 2026 World Cup qualification campaign, which resumes in March with home games against Madagascar and Mali. Sports journalist Biwa Bryan and Dewa Fabrice say the contract will give coach Rigo Berson the opportunity for a fresh start.
It's a good one for some because it is a very good place for him to start afresh after the few difficulties that he had at the level of Cameroon. It's true that he went to the World Cup in Qatar and then the AFCON in Cote d'Ivoire last year, but he still left with a legacy that was not really that good. So I think Central Africa is a very good place for him to go and start establishing a better legacy for himself so far as coaching is concerned. One good thing is that Central Africa is not really big so far as football is concerned, so that will give him time to build a project, to work on a project without a lot of pressure.
It's a very tricky appointment because he's been appointed in an environment that will almost not be conducive for him to work. First off, we have the Federation of the Central African Republic who have kicked against this appointment. The next thing is that the conditions in the Central African Republic do not actually favor a top coach that would really want to put in work. So in a way, it's going to be a very daunting task for Coach Rigo Berson to lead Central African Republic. He has his very first task, which is to qualify the team for their first ever World Cup. They've never qualified for any major competition except for the
Away from football, the president of the Cameroon Judo Federation, Alain Christian Kinge, has been re-elected as a technical director of the African Judo Union. He was re-elected in Casablanca, Morocco, during the ongoing Congress of the African Judo Union. Alain Christian Kinge, after his re-election, promised to continue to be a faithful servant in the promotion of judo in Cameroon and Africa. Let's listen to him.
I'm happy for that. It's a result of a very big work. I worked since 6 years inside the African Judo Union. I work for Judo Federation of Cameroon, and I think the people in Africa think I have enough skills to be the head sport director and there in position for 2025 to 2028, and I will do my best to represent Cameroon honorably and to be a very, very good head sport director. First of all, for Africa, and in particular for Cameroon, because we are proud to be a Cameroonian and to share with everybody the skills and cleverness for Cameroon.
Cameroon's senior women's basketball team has withdrawn from the International Basketball Tournament for Women's National Teams in Belarus in Eastern Europe. Cameroon's participation was cancelled due to unmet administrative requirements despite their preparations for the competition, which starts on February 6. The team was invited to participate in the tournament as part of their preparations for the 2025 AfroBasket Championship. Out of the country, CAF has postponed the 2025 African Nations Championship that was supposed to take place in Kenya, Uganda and Tanzania in February to a date to be announced in August. According to the president of CAF, Patrice Motsepe, the decision is to allow the host countries to ensure that the infrastructures to host the matches are ready. Meanwhile, the draw for the competition will take place today in Nairobi, Kenya. Before we go, a reminder of our major stories. The under 17 Lionesses have begun training in Bafoussam in build up to their 2025 Women's Under 17 World Cup qualifiers against their Egyptian counterpart. The president of the Cameroon Judo Federation, Alain Christian Kinge, has been re-elected the technical director of the African Judo Union for the 2025-2028 Olympiad, and the Confederation of African Football has postponed the 2025 African Nations Championship, the SHAN, that was supposed to take place in February to August. And that was the 7:30 a.m. sports news.